It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. It's the Wednesday edition today, and we're still on the subject of the Grace Revolution. I've so enjoyed sharing from my new book that's available on Amazon called The Grace Revolution. You know, there was a man who planted a small tree in his backyard, and every day he would go outside to check its progress, expecting to see rapid growth. But weeks went by, and then months, and still the tree seemed so small. He was very frustrated, and he even thought about cutting it down. And then one day, an experienced gardener visited him. And he told him, he said, "Please be patient." He said, "The most important growth is happening where you can't see it, underground. The roots are digging deep and they're establishing a foundation that will be strong enough to support this tree as it grows big and tall. If you cut it down now, you'll never see the great tree that it was meant to be." And sure enough, after years of slow and steady growth, that tree began to flourish and it grew big and tall. Its branches stretched high and its leaves provided shade. And its fruit became a blessing for so many people. My friend, spiritual growth is not instant. It's a process. And many believers get discouraged when they don't see immediate change in their lives. They expect to become like Christ overnight, but true transformation, it takes time. And God's grace is what sustains us and helps us as we grow. Just like the tree's roots were growing deep before it flourished above the ground, God works on our hearts beneath the surface, teaching and refining and shaping us into the image of Christ, like it says in Romans 8:29. Sometimes growth feels slow. We struggle with our old habits. We face trials and we wonder if we're truly changing. But friend, grace is not just about salvation. It's about the power that helps us grow spiritually. Don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate growth. Trust that God is working in you. Stay connected to that source of living water of Christ through prayer and His Word and fellowship. And then remember, friend, that the strongest trees take time to grow, and God's grace will sustain you through that process of growth in your life. You may not see growth every day, but if you remain rooted in Jesus, in God's grace, you'll become more like Christ, strong and fruitful, and you'll be a blessing to everyone around you. So stay patient, stay faithful, and let God's transforming power work on you, my friend. If you haven't figured out by now, today we're talking about grace for spiritual growth, becoming more like Christ. I shared this verse yesterday. It's such a rich verse, Philippians 1:6. "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." This Christian life, it's a journey of transformation, and it's a process of becoming more like Christ. Peter told us in 2 Peter 3 in verse 18, he said, "But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Spiritual growth is not about striving in our own strength. No, it happens through God's grace. God saves us, but He also sanctifies us. He makes us into the image of Jesus. Grace forgives our sins, but it also empowers us to live righteously. Grace meets us right where we are, but it doesn't leave us there. No, it takes us on to be what God called us to be. God's grace is both the foundation and it's the fuel for our spiritual growth. Now, what does spiritual growth look like? Growing in grace means we develop a deeper relationship with God, to know Him more intimately. We overcome sin and temptation when we grow spiritually. And it also makes us walk in greater faith and obedience. Growing spiritually means we bear spiritual fruit in our lives. And most of all, we reflect the character of Jesus more and more as we grow. Our spiritual growth is God's work in us. We just need to receive His grace and follow His leading. Remember, grace is God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do yourself. Grace transforms us from the inside out. The first thing that it does is grace renews our minds. Our thoughts shape our spiritual lives. The Bible tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it tells us, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Friend, the Christian victory is won or lost in the area of our mind. You see, grace gives us a new way of thinking. We align our hearts with God's truth. Your heart is your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And when we begin to align that with God's Word, it changes our life, and we begin renewing our mind, and it causes us to grow in grace. Secondly, grace empowers us to overcome sin. Without grace, we are powerless against sin. Our flesh will drag us and drive us into doing those things that are appealing to the flesh. That great verse I've been sharing for the last couple of weeks, Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. Memorize this verse. It's so powerful. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. I often wonder why so many preachers fight the message of grace. I know why. It's because they're afraid people are going to run into sin. They're afraid that people are going to quit giving to the church, and they won't respond when help is needed. But friend, grace doesn't just forgive our sins. It gives us the power to overcome them. It teaches us to say no. I don't ever worry about someone hearing the message of grace and then them running out to sin because, my goodness, grace covers everything. No, it's when I discover God's grace that it empowers me to begin to say no to sin. And then thirdly, grace strengthens us in our weaknesses. I remember when I was a young boy, my pastor told me this. He said, Keith, Satan has a hook baited with your weakness, and he loves to go fishing. See, we all have struggles and failures, but grace keeps us moving forward. In 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, God spoke to Paul, and this is what he said, my grace is sufficient for you. That means it's enough. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Do you think of grace as the power of God? That's what it is. It took that power to save you, to bring you out of your sinful life and make you a new creation. And it takes that same power to help us overcome sin and strengthen us in our weaknesses. Spiritual growth isn't about perfection. It's about relying on God's strength in our weaknesses. So now you ask the question, Keith, how do we grow in grace? I'm glad you asked. Number one, spend time in God's presence. You see, a relationship with God, that's the key to spiritual growth. James 4 and verse 8 says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Grace is received by prayer, worship, and time in God's Word. And then secondly, we abide in God's Word. John 15 and verse 7 says this, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Friend, it's really impossible to grow in God's grace unless you're spending time in God's Word. I so appreciate you tuning into this program, and I know some of you start your day by listening to Fresh Oil early in the morning. And you're getting the Word in you by listening to this program. That's a good start. Listen, God's Word strengthens our faith. God's Word transforms our thinking. And God's Word gives us wisdom and direction. The more we spend time in God's Word, the more we will grow. And the third way we grow in the grace of God, friend, is learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, God tells us this through the Apostle Paul. He says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So the Holy Spirit is very important to this walk of grace. Spiritual growth happens when we follow the Holy Spirit's guidance on a daily basis. It causes us to grow. And then fourthly, grow in community. We're not meant to grow alone. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and I've shared this pretty much on every point about grace. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. It's so important to be plugged in to a community of faith, a group of believers that are solid in their foundation, and they'll see you and want to help you grow in Christ Jesus. And then the fifth thing is serve and love others. See, growing in grace means living beyond ourselves, getting our focus off ourselves and helping others and reach out to them. In Matthew 20 and verse 28, Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. You see, friends, serving others matures us spiritually, and it reflects the heart of God. Now, what are some of the obstacles to spiritual growth and how grace can overcome them? The very first one is spiritual dryness. Have you ever been there where sometimes you just feel distant from God? What's the solution? Keep seeking Him, and grace will refresh you. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, God says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. The second obstacle to spiritual growth and how grace can overcome them is guilt and shame. See, our past mistakes can make us feel unworthy to grow. But grace reminds us that we're forgiven. Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from that law of sin and death. And then the third obstacle to spiritual growth that grace can overcome is distractions of the world. See, busyness and entertainment can pull us away from spiritual growth. Satan often tries to bring distractions in our life to pull us away from going to church, or to pull us away from reading the Word of God, or spending time alone with Him in prayer. What's the solution? Stay focused. Grace gives self-discipline. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, he said, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and here it is, and of self-discipline. See, friend, stay focused, and God's grace will give you self-discipline. The fourth obstacle to growing in grace is fear of change. I know some people are so afraid of change. Transformation can be really uncomfortable. But what is the solution? Grace gives us the courage to grow. My favorite verse, Isaiah 41:10. It says, so do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. If you're struggling today, and you're struggling with spiritual growth, pray this prayer. Say, Lord, I desire to grow in your grace and become more like Jesus. Strengthen me now when I feel weak, and guide me when I feel lost, and fill me with your Spirit. Help me seek you daily, God, and trust your process and walk in your calling that you have for me. I surrender my growth to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, it's been a great day on Fresh Oil. We're talking about the Grace Revolution, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. Remember, grace is the key to spiritual maturity and growth. Tomorrow, we begin to wrap it up on the Grace Revolution. Go by the website at weneedgod.com. Walk in grace, friend. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.